street and he's afraid of you, you might tell him you are not going to hurt him by saying, "Don't cry, I
am your friend."
If you're having an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about this, you would say, "Well, I'm right.
Maybe I'm right and you're wrong."
If someone thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, "Don't mention it. We blank going in the same."
We were going in the same direction.
If you were talking about the old days when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say, "Blank the good old days."
The good old days.
What about the good old days?
Those were the good old days.
If somebody asks, "Was that you I saw in town yesterday?" you may say, "No, it..."
"It wasn't I." Or it's acceptable to say, "It wasn't me."
Okay, depends upon your particular preference. There is a particular preference, one that is correct over the other. However, with the change in our language, it's being used more.
It's
correct form, but of course, since that's been used more, the objective form is me. It is becoming accepted in some cases, but basically it is not. Okay, with reference to the word smaller, if I said something about Mr. Kemp is busy, then I might say that Mr. Dennis is busier than Mr. Kemp. Then I got to you, Mr. Williams is the what of the three?
The busiest.
Okay. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a what?
Sample.
All right, if she sees a dress that she likes very much and is very becoming, she says that that's a very blank dress.
Beautiful dress.
What might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
To sign your name in ink, you use a?
A pen.
All right, to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a?
Pen.
What did you drink from at the pump or well?
Water.
All right, what did you drink the water out of?
A dipper.
Okay. What do you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
Coat.
All right, the jacket, that jacket has fancy buttons on the what?
Sleeve.
Or on what? You said that jacket has fancy buttons on the sleeve, or it could be on. Well, that's okay. Sometimes between your coat and shirt, you wear what?
A sweater.
Sweater or the little sleeveless item that buttons down the front.
A vest.
A suit consists of a coat, vest, and?
Pants.
Any other name for pants?
Trousers.
All right, what do you wear when you're working around the barn or shop? What do you wear when you work?
Coverall.
If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he would say, "Here, I've
brought your coat."
The coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly.
It fitted perfectly.
If your old clothes wore out, you would have to buy a new
wardrobe.
Okay. If you're referring to just one item, you would have to buy a new what? One item of clothing. Well, complete item of clothing. Instead of a whole wardrobe, what one item
one,
that you
one wear. Outfit.
One outfit or one what? You know, consist of the coat, the vest, the pants.